Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
And me. I'm Dale Lefevre for the Max Chance Show, and I'm very pleased to be here today. I have, well, first of all, we're going to have a track by Sosa Nga, my choir, called Ingwe, and then I have almost a 13-minute interview with Val Binney, who wrote Downhill Without Breaks, which is about the social situation in South Africa, but it's given in a contemporary novel, and it's quite interesting, and I hope you will enjoy it, the interview. And I just want to say now that the Downhill Without Breaks is available on eBay and Troubadour Publications and Amazon, and I will repeat that at the end. And after the interview, we have another track by Sosa Nga called Jikilele. Yeah. So rather than talk any more about it, here's Sosa to start it.
Ingwe ma bala ba,
ingwe ma bala ba,
ingwe ingwe ingwe, ingwe ma bala ba,
ingwe ingwe
ingwe ingwe,
esati ba ba,
ingwe ma bala ba. Ingwe mabalaba, ingwe, ingwe, ingwe mabalaba, ingwe, ingwe, ingwe mabalaba, ingwe
mabalaba,
ingwe
mabalaba,
ingwe
mabalaba,
ingwe
mabalaba.
Ingwe, 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 ingw
I'd like to introduce Val Binney, whose book Downhill Without Breaks is set in South Africa after apartheid and I presume after Mandela too. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes, it's sort of after the Rainbow Nation and all the excitement, things start to get more difficult during the Mbeki presidency, you know, with some huge AIDS.
Right.
And massive unemployment, and the people are facing up to what still needs to be changed, the huge financial inequalities in the country.
Yeah, that was almost bound to happen, don't you think?
Yes, but because of all the excitement that there wasn't a civil war and it was all rosy for a while, I think people forgot that both outside of South Africa and also inside.
I guess, yeah, that enthusiasm, that dream had
the joy, yes. Everybody was suddenly a Mandela fan, you know, everybody had been pro-apartheid. They just loved him because the country didn't fall apart.
Yeah, until later.
Yes.
Anyway, can you describe what's happening in your book?
Well, my two main characters are trying to stay afloat in this new changing environment. Ezekiel Mabuse, he's a very popular doorman of the Durban City Hall. Everybody loves him. He's a middle-aged man, and but he feels his life is falling apart. His one son has died of AIDS. One has died in gang violence, which is huge in South Africa, and his wife has died of cancer, and he's sure he's going to lose both his daughters. And the other character is Ben Gallagher. He's the director of the City Museum and Ezekiel's boss, and he's struggling to keep a bad marriage afloat and to manage the museum in very straitened financial times. He's training to run the Comrades Marathon, which is very famous in from Durban to Pietermaritzburg, and he's trying to fend off a municipal strike. And on the day when these Swedish funders with loads of money turn up to assess the museum and the city hall, everything hangs on this. And unfortunately, a striking incident happens in front of these Swedes between Ezekiel and Ben, and the whole thing. Both their lives start to fall apart from that moment. And of course, they lose the grant.
Yes, I read.
So, and it's just how really downhill without breaks is what happens to them both and their friends and families from that moment.
Yeah. I noticed that you... When Ben Gallagher is relating, he's in first person while Ezekiel is in third person. What was behind that?
Well, they were both in third person for a long time. Actually, I first wrote this novel on the MA in creative writing at Sheffield Hallam.
Right.
And then put it aside for a long time because I could see there was something wrong with it and I couldn't figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And I came back to it after writing other things. I loved these characters. I really wanted them published off my computer. And I'm in a writing group. I've been in it a long time, and they worked with me to try and, you know, and if you take a break, you can see what's wrong with something. And the Ben stuff was just very baggy and wordy, and I couldn't seem to change it. And somebody suggested try first person, and it worked. As I can you imagine changing a whole novel from he and his to I and me? It was a lot of work, but
yes,
it helped me peel away all the unnecessary verbiage, and it worked. It wasn't that he's more important or anything. The Ezekiel stuff just seemed to work from the start.
For third person.
Yes, it just seemed much easier to write in the voice of a black man and woman, strangely, than in the white guy. And I think I'd have found it even harder in the voice of a woman. You know too much.
Okay. So, I found that curious, but anyway.
Everybody asks me why I didn't write. Well, Ezekiel's sister-in-law is quite prominent in the novel, and she gets her voice as well.
Right, right. She does play a big role. In what do you feel you're trying to say with your book? In other words, why is the book important?
I can't write anything set in Britain. It doesn't work. I haven't got the depth of feeling and meaning somehow, even though I've lived here a long time. And I think how I came to write it is my family suddenly up and left South Africa and went to Australia and took my mother with them. And I felt devastated because I'd been back and forth all the time, one foot in both worlds. And also the change from apartheid. I kept thinking, if I'd never left, what would the other me, the me that stayed behind, be experiencing? What would life be like? I watched some of my friends there grappling with these much bigger issues, like massive AIDS, you know, and the government didn't believe in it and wouldn't fund all that stuff. And I thought how hard it would be to live there compared to here. And then the incident in the book, when the Swedish funders are there, actually happened to a friend of mine.
Oh, wow.
Well, something very different, and it wasn't when Swedish funders were there, but and which a young, mentally ill man, not a guy like Ezekiel, who'd been there for years. But it just, I wrote a little piece of homework for my writing group, and I just used that, and I couldn't stop the story. Once I'd written the paragraph, it never stopped.
So you had a book.
It just wrote itself. I couldn't, you know, the characters just all emerged. My second novel, which I'm in the middle of, is much harder. It's not flowing like that at all.
Well, sorry to hear that. My first book was... I had six different editors work on it until it got, you know, really in good shape. And the first editor thought, no, this doesn't work. And in the end, I took it back to her. And she was surprised because it was pretty good by that point.
And different, yes.
Yeah, and she didn't think I could do it, but I did.
Mine's changed utterly since I... wrote it. You had to write a whole novel for the MA in writing. And one agent was very interested, but she wanted me to change it quite a lot. And I could never quite meet what she wanted. So it went on the back shelf for years, 10 years.
Oh my, oh my. Wow, that's a while.
It is, it is.
So I'm going to give you the question you gave to me to give to you. You've lived in England 50 years. How could you write about an incident in South Africa and about what's happening there?
Well, as I say, I was back and forth visiting my family. And it was when they left that I sort of felt heartbroken that my links with South Africa, because I kept having to visit my mother in Australia.
Right.
And I think it was like a comfort blanket writing a novel set in the country I was suddenly no longer visiting. And I and my other friends, South African friends in Britain, were following things very closely in our old country. We still felt very attached.
Fair enough.
And I think it's to do with your deep unconscious. I can write about South Africa. I can't seem to write about England.
Even though you've been here for quite a while.
Yeah, it was a surprise to me as much as anybody else.
Fair enough, fair enough. I have one last small question. What are rusks?
Ah, rusks were invented during the Great Trek as the Afrikaners kept trekking away from the British. And they are basically a kind of sweet bread chopped into pieces and dried. It lasts so long, and you will find whole supermarket shelves the whole length of the supermarket with different kind of rusks. It's a favorite thing for dunking in your tea or coffee.
Okay, you didn't explain that one in the books.
Ah, right. I make them still every 2 weeks and eat them because you can't buy them here.
Yeah, it's sort of like hard bread or.
Hard sweet bread, you know.
All right, very good. Okay. I think that's all I have. Is there anything you'd like to say about your novel?
Oh, just that I'm thrilled to get my lovely characters out in book form, and everybody who reads it keeps telling me it's a page turner, which I didn't realize because you write a book so slowly. You have no idea it's a page turner. And my writing group, who's seen me through from start to finish, really, they never said that either because they were reading it slowly.
Right.
Yeah, and people seem to love the characters, Ezekiel and Ben.
Yeah, they were well, and Namsa too, the
And
sister.
also, yeah.
Yeah, I liked her. Yeah, I finished up through a little beyond part one, and well, I'm gonna keep going. So, Val, Binny, thank you for being with me today.
And I just wanted to explain that again, that the book is available, Downhill Without Breaks, on eBay and at Troubadour Publications and on Amazon. So there you have it. And right now we're going to have another song from Southern Africa by Sosa-Nga called Jikelele.
I'm in Bonanza, oh.
Yes, that was Angi Bonanna. Oh, no, no, it wasn't. It was Jikalele. And before that was the interview with Val Binney. And, we started off with Ingwe by Sosa also. Well, the last one, Jikalele, was by Sosa. And now we'll continue on with my favorite songs from my computer. Spring Wind by Greg Brown. And Are You Sleeping by Harry Nilsson, and Murmuration by Go-Go Penguin. I love the name.
I lived a while without you, darn near half my life. No longer see our unborn children, run to you, my unwed wife. But yesterday I had a vision beneath a tree where we once talked of an old couple burning their love letters so their children won't be shocked. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Friends are getting older, so I guess I must be too. Without their loving kindness, I don't know what I'd do. Oh, the wine bottle's half empty. The money is all spent, and we're a cross between our parents and hippies in a tent. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. In a mucked up lovely river, I cast my little fly. I look at that river and smell it, and it makes me want to cry. Oh, to clean our dirty planet. Now there's a noble wish, and I'm putting my shoulder to the wheel, 'cause I want to catch some fish. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Sleep now, you know it's getting late. I know you don't like to miss nothing, and school ain't that great. Oh, I'll dance with you when you're happy, and hold you when you're sad, and hope you know how glad I am just to be your dad. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Darling, it's been a hard go, but I think we'll be okay. I know I say that all the time, like everything else I say. Oh, I've been gone so often, but every time I miss you, and I don't really know nothing except I like to kiss you. Love calls like the wild birds. It's another day. A spring wind blew my list of things to do away. Mm-hmm. Are you sleeping? Can you hear me? Do you know if I am by your side? Does it matter if you hear me? When the morning comes, I'll be there by your side.
Yeah, that was Murmuration by Go-Go Penguin. Yeah. And Are You Sleeping by Harry Nilsson was before that. And then we had Spring Wind by Greg Brown, which is, wow. I listened to the lyrics of that, and my hairs stand up, and I get tears in my eyes. It's just so beautiful. And his lyrics are amazing. Anyway, yes. So on we go with I'll Fly Away by Gillian Welch. And also, it says also known as Emmylou Harris. I don't know what that means, but anyway, with Emmylou Harris, maybe. It could be. But after that is The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Gil Scott-Heron. It includes characters from the past, the Nixon era, but you get the drift of it. And Big Rock Candy Mountain follows that with Harry McClintock. And one more, Can I Have My Money Back by Jerry Rafferty. I like that song a lot. It's sweet. So I'll Fly Away right now.
Life is over, I'll fly away. To plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew. Eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on the rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Sun went down and the jungle fire was burning. Down the track came a hobo hiking, and he said, "Boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away, beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night, where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day, on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs, and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth, and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit, and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, The wind don't blow in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey, too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
Can I have my money back, money back, money back? Can I have my money back, please, sir? Don't hear what you're saying, don't care what you're doing. Can I have my money back, money back, money back? Can I have my money back, please, sir? Went to the movies and the movie broke down. The picture on the screen was going round and round. I spent all I had getting him to see the show. So I walked up to the man and I said I'd like to go. So I took up his religion and forgot about the rest. Then I heard another one calling out my name, and when I took a closer look, he was just the same. Another for the poor, and if you try to change it, they'll nail you to the floor. Now, can I have my money back, money back, money back? Can I have my money back, please, son? I don't care what you say, don't care what you're doing. Can I have my money back, money back, money back? Can I have my money back, please, son?
Yeah, that's Jerry Rafferty. Can I Have My Money Back? And before that, we heard Big Rock Candy Mountain by Harry McClinton. And we, before that, was The Revolution Will Not Be Televised by Gil Scott-Heron. And we started off with I'll Fly Away by Gillian Welch and Emmylou Harris, who I really like a lot. But anyway, on we go with another Gillian Welch song called Don't Leave Nobody But the Baby.
Go to sleep, you little 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 baby.
Your mama's gone away and your daddy's gonna stay. Don't leave nobody but the baby. Go to sleep, you little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Everybody's gone in the cotton and the corn. Didn't leave nobody but the baby. You're a sweet little baby.
You're a sweet little baby.
You're a sweet little baby.
You're a sweet little baby.
Honey and the rock and the sugar don't stop. Gonna bring a bottle to the baby. Don't you weep, pretty baby.
Don't you weep, pretty baby.
Don't you weep, pretty baby.
Don't you weep, pretty baby.
She's long gone with her red shoes on. Gonna need another loving baby. Go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, little baby.
You and me and the devil makes three. Don't need no other loving, baby. Go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Go to sleep, little baby.
Come lay your bones on the alabaster stones and be my ever-loving baby.
Go.
Garden was blessed by the gods of me and you. We had a wish for to find ourselves some truth. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? We counted all our reasons, excuses that we made. We found ourselves some treasure and threw it all away. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it on me. When I lose control and the veil's over you, blame it on me. Tide of blossom, caught in the carnival. Your confidence forgotten. I see the gypsies roll. Oh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it all.
She's got a body under that shirt.
I Can't Dance by Genesis, and before that we heard Blame It On Me by George Ezra, a pop song, but I like it. And before that was Don't Leave Nobody But the Baby by Gillian Welch. Yeah, and that was what we heard just now, believe it or not. On we go to finish up with a couple tracks. I don't know if we'll have time for both of them. In fact, I'm sure we won't. But first one is Pony by Genuine. And then there was another one by George Ezra, Paradise, but I don't think we're going to get to that. So Pony by Genuine.
Single portion.
Yeah, this track is Genuine with a track called Pony. And I'll be back after the hour, and I'll see you then.